Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 28th of May. Unnamed US officials are claiming the ceasefire with Iran continues to hold. The US fired on Iran yesterday. Iran fired on Kuwait. Israel fired on Lebanon. US President Trump threatened to, quote, blow up Oman. To an economist, this seems a lot of firing and relatively little ceasing. The firing back and forth has led to some market reactions. But again, the optimism bias and a resigned sense that this sort of thing is perhaps inevitable has limited the extent of that reaction. One thing that may be supporting investor optimism is the fact that the war situation has not necessarily developed to Trump's advantage. In the Economist's tracking poll, Trump's approval rating hit 34%, the lowest approval of either term and lower than US President Biden ever reached. A separate poll had more US voters blaming Trump for the cost of living crisis, more properly the affordability crisis, than any other cause, by a substantial margin. Trump has said that this hostility will not deter the administration from its stance in the war. But simply put, markets don't believe that. Polls are partisan and distorted, but approval ratings this low matter politically. Politicians, and especially Republicans in Congress, are likely to be taking note. The economics of the war are going to be in focus today with personal income and spending data and the personal consumer expenditure deflator out of the United States. The spending numbers are nominal, and so they will include the effects of higher gasoline prices in April. However, the expectation is that US consumers will continue to spend on non-oil items. They're not cutting back on spending to pay for gasoline, just as they did not cut back on spending to pay for the tariffs. Instead, the amount households save each month is being cut back, and tax rebates are also being put to work in maintaining non-oil spending. The result is that spending growth is likely to stay faster than income growth. First quarter GDP is scheduled to be revised, but GDP is A, unreliable in real time, B, an abstract concept for most ordinary citizens, and C, in the case of the United States, is likely to be increasingly divorced from the lived experience of US households. Higher oil prices can boost the value of US energy exports, raising GDP, but they also increase the inflation perceptions and the inflation experience of US households. On the inflation side, the US personal consumer expenditure deflator is expected to increase on the energy prices in April, but the core measure is not expected to accelerate too much. The core measure does include oil prices embedded in other goods, and the speed with which oil costs are being passed down the supply chain does mean that some of those embedded oil costs will already start to be visible. As ever, the perception of inflation will differ from the reported headline because it's high-frequency purchases that matter to perceptions. The personal consumer expenditure deflator doesn't actually tell us anything new about high-frequency purchases prices. They've already been captured in the consumer price data. The deflator just weights things differently and doesn't place quite so much emphasis on the entirely fictional and thus invisible concept of owner's equivalent rent. The list of central bank speakers on the calendar today is simply enormous. The US Federal Reserve's roster includes Fed President Williams, who is a sound economic voice. The ECB's list includes Schnabel, who will doubtless be demanding higher interest rates as soon as possible. The Bank of England's list includes Deputy Governor Breeden, who has been talking an awful lot lately. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG. and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.